whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes! Welcome to the Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Friday, Jane Kennedy.
I know
our
it is.
Favourite day of the week, bar none.
Hello.
In a couple of hours, it'll be boat drinks. We'll all be in the Bahamas, putting it all behind us for another week. Clown of the week on the way. What else, Jane?
We have got Mix GoFundMe, everybody. Oh, stand by. Great ideas
look
coming
and learn
down.
Elon Musk. Mm. Maybe he could ring up with one of his dopey ideas.
Well, maybe he could.
We have a segment called Apocalypse Watch. I'm not even sure what that is.
I think we play it because we really like the introduction to it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
That's right. Last week we didn't even have a segment. We just played the intro twice.
That's true.
No, we've got plenty in there, including a bloke who super glued himself to a plane. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Interesting behaviour.
Your first husband, Dr. Chris Brown.
News to him.
We'll be in.
But we've
today.
Got things to discuss
we've
with
got
Chris,
loads
as
to
always.
Discuss with him. There's a fish, an Asian fish, that's jumped out of the water and they're suggesting it needs to be beheaded.
Oh,
what?
I'm not making that up.
Why?
Chris Brown will be all
sure
over
on.
It.
Hey, leaving your car somewhere, Dusty.
Oh, Dusty. It's still there,
Dusty
apparently.
Dusty Martin's car is still in a car park after a grand final now, 2 weeks ago.
Yes, we had a bit of fun with that. We're going to ask you where you left
and
your car.
And we've got the week in review coming up as well.
And we're going to try and check in with the latest on Bathurst before we sign off. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but here we go, end of the week. Hello, Jane.
Hello,
how are
Nikki.
You? You're good?
Good?
You're well?
Yep.
Dave, last night, big night in the Dangerous Dave household.
Another
your
birthday.
Wife's birthday.
It was.
Where
yep.
did you go for dinner?
On the 10th of the 10th.
Where did you go for dinner?
No, she cooked dinner. Because, it was a Thursday night.
It's her birthday.
Yeah, but.
But why can't you make it special?
We'll do it on the weekend.
Doesn't Liz cook dinner every night?
I said to you yesterday. It's a school night.
What does that mean?
You don't go out on a school
night.
It's
her birthday and she cooked dinner.
She did.
But why don't you be crazy?
Spinach and ricotta pasta bake. It was bloody delicious too.
But you could have that any night. I mean, I'm not dissing spinach and ricotta.
I am. Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3, if you think Dave's a tight ass.
I'm not a tight ass. That's offensive, someone's calling someone a tight ass.
Oh, what are you going to do?
It
takes me to the HR department.
What size bottle perfume did you get, Liz?
I got the $80 bottle, so I don't know how many mils are in that.
What brand was it?
What brand was it?
From Angel, it's called.
That's a nice perfume, by the way.
From Chemist Warehouse.
Is that the small one?
Yeah, you know what? That's the type of thing you see here in the prize cabinet.
It is. Absolutely. You would never find a bottle of
Dangerous
perfume.
Dave.
I'm not a tight ass. I'm not.
What did you get? What
much.
Did you get, Liz, for your 20th wedding anniversary?
What did we get?
Some Ferrero Rocher chocolates from Coles downstairs.
What did you get? Right. What did you get your son for his birthday the other day? What did he have for dinner?
He had
a meat pie.
Yeah, from Ferguson Plair, the family pie, not just a meat pie. For the family.
We're saying that it's time to step
that's
up.
I am not a tight ass. And you take control
of the food
Lenny's
situation.
Lenny's on the line. Hello, Lenny. About? Lenny, what you got something you'd like to add to the conversation?
Oh, what a tight ass.
Lenny, I am not, mate. I'm not a tight ass. I'm not.
Oh, come on. Have some romance, for God's sake.
What do you mean? We've been married 20 years. We've got plenty of romance.
That's it. It's over. It's all over, is it?
It's not over, but, you know, we'll go out on the weekend. We'll do some things.
Like what?
You got nothing.
What do you mean? I've got a perfume.
Let's go to Ray.
I think you should give him a prize, Dave.
He's not getting a prize.
Okay, Ray. What,
afternoon.
Yeah, what do you think about Dave's behaviour?
I think you're correct. I think he's a tight ass.
I'm not a tight ass.
Ray, what would you suggest?
I would have suggested he could have at least splurged and got some Hungry Jack's or KFC or something.
Maybe a new Rebel Burger or something.
She wouldn't have wanted that. She wanted
what about Uber Eats?
What, she wanted to cook her
Did you even ask what she
burger.
Wanted?
We do a menu plan on a Sunday.
We do a menu plan
for the week.
Thank you. And so we work out exactly what we're going to eat. Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing. Okay. I'm just so disorganised in my life. I wish I was more organised.
When on the menu plan did the beef stroganoff come up? This, of course, is the beef stroganoff that you spilled in the corridor.
I'm going to sue this company because that door is automatic and it doesn't have one of those sensors that, like, if it touches you, it goes back.
It just kept closing.
It just kept coming.
Can we take Mark? Mark's on the line. How are you, Mark? Yes, you got something to add?
Yeah, Dave, I heard you deliberately killed your hair so that you didn't have to spend money on shampoo or hair.
Oh, wow. Hilarious.
Dave is so mean, he wouldn't give you a wave if you owned the ocean.
Let's go to Peter.
We don't need to go to
yes, we
no,
go
Peter.
No, Peter.
Peter, finishes up. What do you
not
think?
Not a tight ass.
Well, I'm with Dave. You don't have to spend money. It's the thought that counts.
Exactly. Oh. Nice all card, the nice words.
Or the non-thought that counts.
But at least you could have cooked dinner.
But that's what she wanted.
Would you like to hear from someone who's been, like you say, 20 years? Oh, it doesn't matter.
You're getting uncomfortable here, Dave.
Well, I'm not a tight ass, because that's offensive by saying that. I'm not a tight ass.
That's fair enough.
Settle down.
What I want to say is sometimes women like to be surprised. Liz may have said, I'm quite happy to cook myself birthday dinner.
That's what she said.
Don't ever fall for that.
Don't fall for that.
Why would she lie?
Because women don't mean that.
Tell me the truth then.
No, I don't want a dessert. The truth is. I don't want a dessert. You have one.
The truth
Next
is.
Next thing you know, two spoons are on the way out. No, I don't need anything.
Women like out of the blue surprises.
Just say it then. Don't.
No, but that's not how we work.
You've been
married 20 years. You should know by now.
Shall I pick you something up while I'm overseas, baby? No, don't worry about it. Just come home.
Oh, okay. So that's what happened to me. I've said to Rom, where's my present from you being away? He goes,
You said you didn't want it.
You said we don't get presents when we go overseas. I went, sulky pants.
Well, there you go. He's falling for what I want.
So you don't fall for women when they say, oh, don't worry,
well, just
I don't want
be
to
be honest with us. You don't
Phil,
have to have little secrets.
Hey, Phil, what did you do for your wife on her birthday?
Mick?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, mate, I'm actually taking, for our 32nd wedding anniversary, we're going shark diving in Port Lincoln
That's a surprise. Good on you.
Sorry.
Well done. Don't stay out
I'm
of
I'm guessing that that's something you'd like to do.
Oh, no, we both want to do it.
Okay,
sure. See a scuba diver as well, so we're both getting in to play with the big toofies.
Do we want to take Anna's call?
Oh, he's taking his own call.
Hi, Anna.
Yes, Anna.
Good afternoon. Look, I just want to say I think Dave did well. I would love to receive Angel. I think you did well, Dave.
Thank you. And a prize for you, prize pack, including cinema tickets to go see Gemini Man in cinemas now.
All right.
That's where he's taking his wife on the weekend.
Yeah, free tickets.
You see Dave at a cinema featuring Gemini Man.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down the throat.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Jason. He's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Kärcher pressure washer. Kärcher, life's most satisfying clean.
I'd like to start.
So surprised if your wife doesn't get a Kärcher.
Oh, I've got one of them.
I got one.
It'll be a wrapped one. No, it'll be a surprise.
Yeah.
That's a Kärcher.
Tell you what, they're very good too. They really do. Can I clown you, Mick?
Sure. Yes, you can.
Because yesterday, sorry, John, I don't mean to take the floor here.
Oh, here we go.
But we had Merrick Watts on the show.
We did.
Friend of the show, and he's doing his comedy show. And you just don't pay attention to anything I say.
What are you talking about?
No, you don't. I sit here working my little guts out behind the panels, pushing the buttons.
Let's not go overboard.
Yeah. Well, you said this is what happened yesterday. By the way, Grapes of Mirth, which is a great comedy show, is coming to the Pyrenees in Victoria at the Avoca Shire Turf Club, grapesofmirth.com.au.
Where can we see it next?
Yeah, so the Pyrenees in Victoria at the Avoca Shire Turf
take
Club.
Take that tone out of your voice when ask you the same question twice, okay?
Apologies. Come on.
That is disgraceful.
What do you mean? You know me. I'm a picture of concentration.
Well, I don't think so.
I never wander. I am always...
Oh, okay. Can we just go back to last week when we were in Noosa and you didn't listen to a word I said either. Listen.
On the way up, I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
Who are you talking to?
I'm on air.
Oh.
Real professional outfit here. Mick sitting on the couch.
This is
who are you talking to, says Mick.
In my defence, I'm just used to you babbling on a lot. And, and so after a while you go, like a homeless person.
Who's the homeless person? Me or you?
Well, don't be like that.
Oh, no, you've got that. You know what you're looking at me now like? Right. You've got that little twinkly eye. It's only Mickey.
Yeah.
Cheeky Mickey.
Up to no good.
What are we doing?
I'm going to go to John because I was going to clown this person.
Go to the calls.
John, who would you like to clown? Because I'm about to do the same thing.
the wannabe mayor of Noosa, Jess, on The Bachelorette last night.
Yeah, okay. So this is a contestant on The Bachelor.
I haven't seen this, but I've heard his name mentioned around the office here today.
He's the guy who wants to be...
the guy turned up with the chair.
Yeah, in the mayoral robes. His two IC at a council. They're not happy because they didn't always go on the show. Ooh. This is what he did last night. He was dressed up. They're doing a photo shoot. And he was dressed as the back end of the horse, which seems appropriate to me. They'll have to wear animal costumes.
They're doing a
farmyard photo shoot.
Right.
And some of the Bachelor boys are dressed.
How did this come about?
Every show, they do a photo shoot with
them. They'll do a farmyard shoot.
It doesn't always be farmyard. It might be fairy tales.
Do you get to choose who you come as? Or?
No. You're given a suit. Mm. And he's given the arse end of a horse.
A penguin? Could I go as
If it was. In fact, they had penguins last night.
They
had a penguin.
What about a onesie?
Yeah, they've got plenty of that happening. All right, so he's dressed as the back end of a horse.
Okay.
And he did the most lascivious, disgusting facial movements and was sexually forward towards Angie. That was really, I've never seen anything like it before. And this is Angie summing it up. Have a listen.
Photo shoot is going really well. And then the photographer asked, you know, do I want to get on my horse? And I was like, sure. All right, let's do it.
Don't mind me if I get some wandering fingers, all right? But then I heard the photographer say, Angie, get on the horse. My eyes lit up and I thought, damn, I'm going to be the first person she's going to get to ride.
Come on, pat the horse's bum.
Jess, stop being a sleaze, bro.
I don't think Angie noticed just how inappropriate Jess was actually being.
I'm going to tell her.
The whole Jess thing? He's been saying just, you know, sexual stuff towards like the makeup ladies and some of production. It's really, really making them uncomfortable.
Are you kidding?
Angie said she's going to have a chat with you later.
Well, cool. Bring it on, bitch.
The fact that you talk about women like that and the way you speak to women, it's not right.
You made me feel very uncomfortable.
I mean, you jumped on my back. I was the poor little pussy.
If a man can't accept and respect what I am putting down, I'd rather be single for the rest of my life. I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave.
Yeah, so she booted him out because he was a dick. He's awful.
Yeah, I think he's got some company there. Yes. I don't think anyone on that show's doing great guns. And I'd like to goggle box her. Set up a house and we can watch that and talk about that show.
Well, you could.
That sounds like the most inane, silly show.
But you know what? He's now come out. And apparently he's had a blackout, like he can't. Yeah, do you want to hear his response to his behaviour?
Sure.
It's terrible. Like, I'm totally apologetic. The way I acted was, I was on reality TV, which everyone has to remember, but it was appalling. And I was dry reaching last night while I was watching it. It was disgusting. Angie deserves a lot better than that. It was quite jovial, the remarks. I never meant them. Like, I'm not that kind of guy. I hold women the highest respect. I have a beautiful 84-year-old grandma who lives in Coolum. I take her out every Friday or Wednesday for a TAB tab punch. She loves it. She's the crown of my heart. The fact that it was, you know, on live national TV portrays me in such a bad light, and I have the cleanest record. Like, I have none of that stuff come up in the past, so I felt bad.
Okay. I don't know if he's still got a job because the council were pretty unhappy with his display.
I would have thought so. And he's not on live TV.
No, it's recorded ages ago, you idiot.
It's not about your record. It's about being genuinely sorry for behaving like a dead shit.
All right.
That is terrible.
That is terrible. We've got time for one more. Shall we go?
We'll go to calls. 1-333-53. We are loaded up, by the way.
We are.
We've got so
plenty.
Much to get through.
And you might win yourself a brand new Karcher pressure washer.
Still to go. Yeah, give us a run. Karcher.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
It's all thanks to Karcher too, and you can get involved. 1-333-53. Clown of the week, Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy.
Someone is going to get a Karcher here today in this segment. So you want to get
how exciting?
Get
then
rolling.
You could use it
They're
on
so
the weekend.
Good,
and just, you could give it to your wife as a present.
I would not. I would love a Karcher as a present,
but not a free one from work. You'd like him to go and.
I'd buy one. Why would I buy one when I get one from work?
Was that like she got a hedge trimmer last year?
Nah, she doesn't use the garden equipment. That's me.
Why do you have to use it all? Because girls like to use it too.
I like my edges. He's a man about the house.
That's it.
He does a lot of stuff for the little woman.
Yeah, she's in the kitchen.
Hey, Art's on the line. Art, who do you want to clown?
Hey guys. I want to clown Ben Cummins.
Oh, okay.
For the rugby,
he's the ump, is he?
He's the ump who could well have cost Canberra Raiders a flag.
I guess he feels bad that there was any drama. He'd be feeling terrible. So would I. I think he's laying low.
Yeah, he's probably in a witness protection scheme as we speak. It'll be a while since you hear from him. Art, you're dead right. Let's have a listen to the moment it went down. His raps.
Back to White. He changes direction to his right.
The last one.
He almost goes through. What's happened?
Oh, he said it's the last.
He said it's the last.
I called it.
Six.
Handover.
Wow. So he's called it. Oh. He's called another six. Then he said he's called the last. Then he said handover. It's all over.
And then it resulted in a try.
Got yourself a catcher, Ben.
Oh, look ding, out. Ding, ding.
There it is.
That's Art you're talking to?
Yeah, Art.
There you go, Art. Congratulations.
There it is.
A catcher, pressure washer, life's something. Most satisfying, clean. You're going to love it.
Well, go and hose some stuff down. Go and hose Ben Cummins down. If you ever run into him, turn the catcher on him. That'll sort him out. That'll blow him right off the park. Okay. I love it. Hey, can I step in and
yeah,
do
go
one
ahead.
Quickly? What about the deer that went berserk in the hairdressing?
Well, maybe that deer just wanted antlers trimmed.
What a short back and sides on the antlers.
Oh, well, this is so funny, this audio. Yeah.
So a deer has gone berserk. It's
in a New York hairdressing salon.
Done a smash and grab on a salon. It runs in. Have a listen to the carnage.
It's okay.
That is carnage.
Do you know what she's upset about? She goes, oh, my God, you're flat iron. It's the hair straightener goes out on the antlers of the deer as it goes out the window, and that's what they're upset about.
But Jay pointed out that when you watch the clip, one woman runs for her life and then goes back to get her Coke. As it's still going on, it's literally a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
Correct.
And as it's bouncing around, she runs back in, grabs her drink.
Video's on Twitter as well for you to check out.
Okay, David's on the line. David, who would you like to clown?
I'd like to clown Dave.
Yes.
What I want to do, us Daves have got to stick together. But seriously, we're seeing a pattern here.
We're seeing a pattern.
You don't know what goes on in my home.
It's short sheeting.
Well, tell us what goes on. We're fascinated.
We are the best of mates.
I know. You're a wonderful, loving 20-year relationship.
Together. We do everything together.
I know.
You take it for granted.
I do not
you
take
do
it for granted.
You do nothing nice.
But don't be so
out.
Mystified when I say
special.
Surprise women. You go, tell us what you want.
Well, here's my thing with you, Jane. Just tell the men. Don't, you know, have these little secrets.
Don't put
stuff.
That big hand up to me. Thanks very much.
You know what? It'll dawn on you when it's too late.
What do you mean?
You've seen all these trips.
Are you
to Queensland lately?
Are you saying it's a big surprise that women don't say what they really
just
want?
Just be honest with us.
We
don't play
are
the games.
When it suits us.
Here's the deal. If there's something on your mind, how about filling us in?
Correct.
As to what it is.
Well, how
we're
thick
not mind
are you?
Readers.
You are supposed to be. Can't you tell when we get shitty?
No. Just come out and say.
All right. Can we do some more clowns?
Sure.
Can tell when you're not. Chicks.
Jeez. Kerri-Anne Kennelly for her comments on the Extinction Rebellion protesters.
Yeah, too far.
And
too
also,
much.
Well, Channel 10 too for putting out a press release saying she was only joking.
Just joking.
Let's listen to see her hilarious spiel.
Personally, I'd leave them all super glued to wherever they do it, like forever till they get themselves the guy hanging from the Story Bridge. Why send emergency services to look after or get a moron down? Leave him there till he gets himself out. No emergency services should help them. Nobody should do anything. Leave him there and you just put little witches' hats around them or use them as a speed bump.
Yeah. Oh, hilarious.
It's still ongoing, these protests.
She ever made a comment? Did she ever say, come out, and apart from the Channel 10 statement, weeky-weeky,
but I don't think she doesn't need to apologise because that's what she believes. So I think she just stands by her.
Did Alan Jones need to apologise for what he said about our den? I think you do. If you cross a line, there's certain standards.
I don't know if she's been on again.
Is there? Would you
I don't
think
know
that
who's
be irresponsible?
Absolutely.
Most
I would
people
think.
Do.
Own it.
What about Sydney Racing Identity, Peter Volandis?
What about him? What's he done?
He wanted to move the Melbourne Cup, an Australian institution, on the first Tuesday in November. It's been in Melbourne, a tradition for 150 years. he wants to say, why don't you move it to another week so we can have the Sydney Ever Estate?
But it's not just a Sydney day. It's a national day, Melbourne Cup.
Have a listen.
It's the big one.
Have a listen.
Toting Victorian racing, not alone national racing, and they're stuck on the first Tuesday in November, and good luck to them. That's been a tradition. But as I said, sometimes tradition could actually lead you to perish. I just think it doesn't work for all the other race clubs down here the way it is at the moment. So close to the AFL Grand Final. You need to spread it out over a period of time.
Hey, you're in fantasy land, dude. Hey, there you go. We've got so much more. We can't get through.
Thank you, everyone, for your clowns.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, yeah,
can I do one quickly? You, for having a very bland, not only first
don't
name,
clown
second
me, clown
name.
Jill Kennedy.
Plain Jane Louise Kennedy. Do you know, there was uproar here at the station, wasn't there? Socials went mad. People rang in because trying to guess your
I'd never said
name.
What my middle name was to anyone.
We sent our producer Jay into the studio and he's bagged up some of the ones that were suggested to us via Facebook.
A Laramie, Lydia, Lorraine, Louise, Lush, Loquacious, Loving, Legend, Laverne, Lola, Liza, Lucifer, Leanne, Leone, Laborious, Linda, Liberace, Ledazna, Laquisna, Leslie, Lois, Loretta, Lucille, Lizbeth, Lulu, Lynette, Lorna, Lionel, Lethal, Lily, Ludwig.
Ludwig?
Not bad.
I prefer Lucifer.
I did say it started with L.
Well, it's Louise. There it is. Mm. So there's many suggestions.
My confirmation name's Catherine, if anybody's interested.
What's your dancing name? What was your dancing name?
Chablis.
Chablis. Mm. I would have gone with Chardonnay.
Well, it's sometimes if I'm in Paris, it's Chablis.
Or but Charisma. Yeah.
Charisma.
Spumante.
Please welcome to the stage.
Spumante. Or now just simply rosé.
Dave, go home and do something nice to your wife.
Oh, would you? No, Dave's please. Getting really angry with us.
I can see. He got angry when we called him a tight ass.
Because that is offensive.
But he got angry when he spilled his beef burgundy.
Do you know what it is? Because it's a bit close to home. It's a bit raw.
Being a tight ass. I'm not a tight ass, mate.
Okay, wrap it up.
All right,
wrap
Mix, it up. GoFundMe is up next. If you've got a great idea. Hey, it's $1,000 too.
What?
$1,000. Jeez. Thanks to Gemini Man, which is in cinemas now.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dr. Chris Brown coming up soon, but right now.
Mix GoFundMe. Mix GoFundMe.
$1,000 too. Thanks to Gemini Man in cinemas now.
All right, we've got a couple of callers lined up, fiercely contested. This is GoFundMe. I will fund to the tune of $1,000. Mm.
Did you want to play last week's
please,
winner?
If we could.
Yeah.
It's still Cat Moccasins. Being a St. Albans boy, I've grown up with moccasins and they're extremely comfortable. Work shoes are extremely uncomfortable, so if you can combine the safety of the steel cap and the comfort of the moccos, lo and behold, you got Brownsness.
All right, you get the idea.
I love that idea, genius. By the way.
It's a ripper. Shall we take some calls?
Yes, let's go to Kylie. Hey, Kylie.
Hi there.
How long have you had this idea in your head?
About a couple of weeks.
All right, now let's hear it.
Fire away.
All right, it's a drone drink tray for stadium.
Oh.
And pay for your drinks through the app on your phone.
Yeah.
And then you put in what stadium you're at, what your seat number is, delivers the drink straight to you, and takes the empties away, and you don't have to move.
Oh, my God.
That's not bad.
That is very good. And I can, honestly, in about 2 years, I reckon that'll be happening.
You'll have one delivering that to your lounge room.
What about in here? Yeah.
Does it supersede the old beer wench technology? Do you remember the beer wench?
Oh, yeah.
There was a stage. It only lasted about a year.
Was it the cricket?
It was the cricket.
I have a feeling your memories are sweeter than mine.
A woman in a bikini would come and bring you beer.
So I'd be just running up and giving her a jacket to cover up.
Kylie, I like your idea. Yes. You are certainly in the mix. It involves beer. Did you know I went to a game at Punt Road in Melbourne. Mm. It was a Richmond Essendon seconds game.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I thought, I want to go down to see what it was like to go to the football back in the 50s, 60s when Punt Road was used.
Yeah.
So me and my mates are bowled in. And realised that when we got there that it wasn't licensed as a venue for
so you weren't being able to have a
crowd.
Beer
so you
as
can't
you
have a beer.
Oh.
We had one of our mates was trying to secure a drone
to fly
into the ground and bring us food. So Kylie,
onto something there.
I concur.
Hey, let's go to Grant. How are you doing, Grant?
I'm good. How are you?
Where are you calling from?
From Tassie.
Good on you, mate.
We love our Tassie crowd.
Now, tell us your Mix GoFundMe idea.
Beer infused with Panamax and Barocca.
Okay.
Hang on, that's good.
So it counteracts
as you drink it. It's like a self-cleaning oven.
Hangover before you even get it.
Oh.
That is really... Have you had that thought for a while?
And can,
40 years I've been doing self-funded research.
And can you make it kebab-flavoured?
Whatever you like. Man.
Can I give you a little tip here? I'm going to give you a little tip. Right. This is a hack. I've got a hack. I've never had a hack before.
And you know what it means. You know what you're saying.
You explained to me with a whiteboard.
So you could... make beer cheaper because it could be added to the PBS as a pain-relieving medicine.
Oh, Grant's
Grant, you really have spent 40 years.
So you can claim it.
You can claim it.
Can you bulk bill it? Grant's down the line, you're not bad.
What were you saying?
I'm a hack. No, this is... Now, guys, if you've drunk... And this isn't everyone, and I hear this happens occasionally.
Okay.
When you've drank so much beer, you're finding it hard to drink any more beer, you get a pot, just your pot or your schooner, and you just put a dollop of Red Bull in the top. I guarantee you it's like magic.
But
it's like you're back.
But you've just said, can I just get this straight? If you've had so much beer that you don't want to drink any more beer, why don't you stop?
Oh, Jane, that's your attitude to everything, isn't it? If you can't fight through...
But so this is the difference.
If you're 36
today.
Hours into a bender and you hit the wall, just give up and walk
what?
Away.
Why not?
No.
Keep going. This
guys,
is where the difference between men and
trust
women
Trust me, guys,
today.
On this one. It's I'm telling evident. You, what I'm telling you is magic. Mm. Like, it's
wow.
a, like a magic trick.
A dollop.
Like, you just take a sip out of the top and then you put
a
in.
Of Red
it's
Bull.
Like, yep, a dollop of Red
and
Bull.
And then you're right to go again for another 40 beers.
I swear to you, it's like the first beer of the day.
Let's start now.
Here you go.
And drink responsibly.
Well, there's that issue as well.
I mean, sure.
The option is to always say stop.
It's always good to get a handy tip. Let's go to Nathan.
Write that down.
Hello. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Nathan,
what
go
is
ahead.
What's your idea?
Go ahead. I'm not sure whether this might have already been invented, but go ahead.
Thinking of like a mobile kebab shop, so like the ice cream vans that go around in your neighbourhood, but a kebab version of it.
You mean like a food truck?
No, not exactly like a food truck.
laughing at him, but it is. Hey, but Nathan, don't you think the kebab, like
when you get a kebab outside of a nightclub, isn't it?
I think they know where the kebab. I don't think they know where the kebab eaters are, and it's out the front of a nightclub, not on suburban streets. Nathan. Possibly the worst idea ever suggested on this segment, but we'll give you a prize back.
Yeah, prize coming
your
way.
You know what he means. So. You wouldn't hear the kebab music.
Nathan, you need to work on something like baldness cure, shark repellent. These are the big ticket items.
Good luck.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll take more calls. Yeah, we're in bet. This. Big
$1,000.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our favourite doctor, Dr. Chris Brown's going to join us in about 15 minutes from now. We've got Mick's GoFundMe where you could win yourself $1,000 thanks to Gemini Man in cinemas now.
We're in the eye of the storm as we speak. We've got a few more calls to get through and then we'll make an executive decision who will get the $1,000 funding from us today. Jason's on the line. Jason, what's your big idea?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you going?
Hi.
Good, yep. What's your idea?
Good idea is to have a self-making bed.
We how does this how work? Tell me quick. Yeah. How does it work?
On each side of the bed, you'll have like a slide system, and the headboard is like a winch system on each side, and you flick a button, and the winch will wind up your sheets and your donut.
All right. Okay. We'll get rid of the damp patches. What will it do?
All right, Jason,
I like the idea.
You.
I don't quite get the technology attached. Self-making bed. Yeah, all
interesting.
Right. I like it. Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, go ahead. What's your idea?
So my idea is, you know how the VB truck crashed the other day?
The VB crash, don't bring that up again.
That
the
makes
horror.
Mick very terrible. Upset, but we Why do know what you're
town?
Talking about.
Yeah. Why?
No, but no, my idea is just basically, as the truck was crashing, basically these inflatable like paddings should come up and prevent any cans from exploding.
Hang on. You're talking about external airbags.
Yeah, external airbags.
External airbags okay. on cars. It'd be more fun to watch. Well, so you're about to crash into something, and instead of poof going off in your face, it's like a big bang.
Yes.
This is a good idea.
I'm wondering why the motor industry that's been around for a long time hasn't thought of that before.
Well, because there's been no impact yet.
No, that's right.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
It would have to anticipate. It would have to be preemptive. It'd have to go off.
Yeah.
So
it could do that.
It's like a big pillow around it.
A big pillow.
It. Okay.
Yeah, well, what about cars made out of marshmallow?
All right.
Not bad.
That's terrific.
I might give myself a thousand
Hello,
bucks.
Tim. Hello, Tim.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, what's your ingenious idea?
So based on my industry, which is chefing, the nether regions tend to get a little bit sweaty from time to time. So my idea
What restaurant are you working in?
We don't need to hear that you're a chef and you get sweaty down there, mate.
Okay, what's your idea?
Yeah, and basically the underwear that's got a talcum powder dispenser that's attached to it. So you've got like a little squeezy.
So it's self-regulating.
In your pocket. And yeah, so if you get a little bit sweaty down the nether region.
It'll detect it's time to dispense a bit of powder.
Exactly.
A bit of bot powder.
Is it Johnson's baby powder? Is that what you're talking about?
Johnson's? This is ours. We own this idea.
Oh, sorry,
we don't want to
give
it to Johnson.
Oh, so but then you've got to develop your own talcum powder. Is that what you're saying? You might have to borrow some.
What about Teflon underpants?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim.
That's a good idea, by the way.
Not bad.
We keep like going. It. Hello, yeah. Matt. What's your idea, Matt?
Hi, Jane, Mick and Dave. My idea is to help people with insomnia to try and get a good night's sleep.
How do you do it?
So the idea is that you wear when you go to bed, you put a headband on, and at the front of the headband, sitting on your forehead, is like a projector, and it projects images onto the roof of the bedroom.
This is genius,
put you to sleep. Yeah, it's like you put pictures of like tennis, the Trump speech, or like reality TV, Real Housewives pictures.
So it's like a miner's helmet type of thing. It's just that's several right. lights, got a projector. You're lying back, you put it on, and it projects.
You've got mate. To sleep.
Stop. We want to be careful. You are in the running.
That's Did you bad. Think about that as you're trying to go to sleep, Matt?
Well, I tend to keep my wife awake with snoring, but I'm trying to think of ideas to help her sleep. So.
Okay, Matt. Thank
that's
you. That's
good
very good.
Idea, Matt. I like it a lot.
Last call before we pick a winner.
Sure, Matthew.
Let's go to Matthew.
Yeah, g'day, guys. G'day, Mickey. G'day, Dean.
What's your big idea, mate?
It's called the Sorry Book. So it's for blokes when they mess up.
Oh, yeah. Right?
You go and you put what you've done in the book. And you write down what your penance is, and then once it's in the book, it can't be brought up again in 3 months or 6 months or
so it's done.
Time and used against you.
Are you suggesting that women stew on things?
Oh, hell yeah. I've been in trouble for things I've done, like, years ago. Every time you get hated, it's like, you remember the time you did this? And I reckon if you put it in a book...
I like a sorry book.
Righto, you have to do the dishes, or you have to walk the dog, or you have to pick up the poop, whatever.
Mine would be like the Funkin' Wagnalls.
Yeah.
It'd be like 12 volumes.
Oh,
put once that it's away. In the book, Mickey.
Once it's in the book, you close the book and we move on. We burn the book.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
What are you thinking? I think it's obvious.
I think it's obvious.
So, Kylie.
Kylie with your drone.
The drone beer delivery service.
Kylie won $1,000.
Well done, Kylie.
Oh my God.
Right.
Congratulations, Kylie.
I'd like you to put that towards developing this because I'd like one day to have a beer delivered on the Kylie Express by drone.
Well done, Kylie.
To my seat.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Cheers, Kylie.
Good on
and thanks
you.
To Gemini Man, which is in cinemas now.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is
how dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
The world has been the beginning of a mass extinction.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
As 16-year-old Greta Thunberg makes her name around the world, continuing.
How dare you?
Yes.
That's a... famous.
We reminisce that a Swedish heavy metal band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, there's a version of her speech made. Can we just hear a little bit of that? What it sounds like.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams, my childhood, with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems.
Wow. Pretty good.
She applauded that, said thank you, and because it's, of course, Swedish.
She might get a bit more respect if she addressed the UN like that.
Yeah, that's right.
I would have thought.
She might. Well, how's this?
What's the latest?
Fatboy Slim has played a recording of her UN speech over one of my all-time favourite tracks.
Yes.
The classic Right Here, Right Now to thousands of people during a DJ set he was doing the other day. Do you want to hear some
of
please. It? Okay, let's have a
look. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now.
where we draw the line. The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not. Right here, right now. 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 Right here, right now.
Oh, that's awesome. Unreal.
That is great.
There's the new mix for you.
Can I suggest something here? I'm just thinking aloud. She should go close to time person of the year.
I have a feeling it's heading that way.
When you look at her and you think about everything that's transpired over the course of this year,
absolutely.
I don't know if there's been a more prominent international worldwide figure who's caused more secondary commentary, who's addressed United Nations.
That's right. And it's bothered so many people.
Yeah. No one has had a greater effect.
And she's not been aggressive in any way. Right. She's a, you know.
She's a phenomenon.
She is.
And good luck to her. Coming up in the next hour, your first husband, Dr. Chris Brown.
I don't think that Chris Brown will be thrilled to hear that you're referring to me as...
Did you ever get married? Or was it just a...
To Chris Brown?
In her dreams.
I don't know if Chris is listening at
he's
the moment.
Listening.
Are you, Chris?
No, he can't. He can't
speak. Can you hear?
Hey, I'm going to play Chris.
Chris.
No, we can't hear him.
We can't hear him.
He's not on.
No, he's not on.
All right. We'll speak to you shortly.
It's ridiculous. Stop doing this to me because you're going to ruin my friendship with Chris forever.
All right.
Don't you sabotage my friendship.
That ship sailed. we'll be back after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is. Where is Dusty's car? We'll get to the bottom of that coming up.
Yes, also Bathurst this weekend, qualifying.
My favourite weekend.
Just been on at 4 o'clock earlier. Are we going to tap in with someone?
We will speak, I think, to Dick Johnson.
You're
live from the mount.
Sure,
he'll be giving us the guff. Dave Reynolds will be qualifying as we speak.
Okay, great.
If he's got a car that's up and running, he should borrow Dusty's car.
He could. We've got the weekend review coming and around the grounds as well coming up.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
The last time Dr. Chris Brown was in, he'd recently received a panicked call-out from fellow Living Room co-host Amanda Keller as her border collie was off her food.
The only abnormal sign was just her gut was a bit tense.
Are you talking about Amanda or the...
Both, to be fair. And so I diagnosed a stomach upset. The one test I like to do is give them a little treat or a bit of food just to see what the appetite's doing. I said, have you got some dog biscuits around? And reached into the cupboard and pulled out dog biscuits, Dr. Harry's face. Over them. The turncoat.
Please welcome back Australia's other much-loved TV vet and show favourite, Dr. Chris Brown.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Look, clearly second favourite.
No, well, I'll tell you. Well, actually, you might be second favourite in our house. I'm sorry, I've got an admission to make.
What's going on?
Well, we ran out of food for Indy the other day.
Oh, no.
And I went, oh, my God. It was like 10 o'clock at night and we were going to go, do we make a porridge or what are we doing? I went, no, I remember in the laundry cupboard it might be a bit stale, but I think I've got some Dr. Chris dog food left. So we went down. Bingo. Some of Dr. Chris Brown's dog...
Sitting down there,
dry
rancid.
Dry food. No, it was all right.
I got the late night call in, did I?
You did. No, it was already in our house.
Okay.
But it's, yes, so thank you for that.
It would have been a quiet moment for you and the...
What do you mean?
I was saying you would have enjoyed the bonding session. Hey, Dave, Chris, can you identify this animal?
Wow.
What do you think that is?
I would say either it's Mick Malloy in about 5 hours' time.
At a kebab shop.
Correct. My second guess would be a pug.
Yes, give him the chockies. He's got
it. Is that right?
Yes.
There you go.
Did you not hear that? You know, because pugs have breathing because they've got sort of flat noses. Is that what they sound like?
They do.
They do.
It's like a respiratory.
Yeah, they've got a long soft palate and small nostrils, so it just causes that sort of constant
and
snoring.
Popular with the gay community. I know this to be a fact. So it's just it's not that important. It's just by the by.
I know you stick to that.
Now, can I tell you that pug is used by a Foley artist who work on alien films, and they use that
Halo,
pug.
Was it?
The Halo, game? Who make Halo. The makers of Halo use that pug to voice their aliens. So
I actually in the little shock you to hear this, Mickey. Especially, I was in the Bondi clinic.
Just visiting, were you?
And
had to change your money to get into Bondi.
One of my patients, who is a pug, had actually had a nose job to have the nostrils widened.
Nah.
So it didn't have that snuffly sound.
Correct, remove the snorting.
Now, I would imagine you would not agree to doing that operation.
No, I actually, it is
That's
not...
That's quite appalling, isn't it?
It's not a purely cosmetic procedure, this one. It actually helps the air go in, so during summer, it's a pre-summer situation.
Are there plastic surgeons for dogs, are you suggesting?
Well, they sort of masquerade under the
name
big of
lips?
Spiritual.
Would you do big lips?
Well, you know, the owner has to look like the animal. So,
what about four fake cans?
Hey,
I have actually stick
to the topic.
I have done testicle implants before.
We know that.
Nudicles. We talked about this.
But they can't be in dog shows because it's not for real.
Because they have to be the real deal.
I know. Mm.
Were nudicles clear? I think they were clear. But what my favourite thing was all the dogs knew they had nudicles. And they, when I say the tail was lowered, I don't think they were enjoying it that much. What's the biggest news in the animal kingdom for you this week?
For me, look, there's been a bit going on. I get some strange call outs.
Yes, you do.
I was called out to see a unicorn sheep during the week.
I beg your pardon.
A unicorn sheep. So the concern being a genuine unicorn sheep. So the concern being that it had a solid horn in the middle of its head.
What?
And they thought maybe the horn was growing down into its brain and causing it some sort of pain. But
that's just a sheep and it's lamb chops, toot sweet.
Well, and that was going to be. It was saved from that fate.
Really?
By the farmer who thought, you know, this is special. The kids are going to love it. And the kids do love it.
Yeah. I would have thought you got a sure winner in the sheep fights.
You know what? It's funny you say that because they haven't actually castrated this sheep. It's now over a year.
It's a male.
It's a male, and
I hope so.
You don't castrate sheep like this because if you castrate a sheep, the horn stops growing, and so you want the horn to be proud to be such a dominant feature. And sure enough, I turned up and the you know, to a kid, it is it's a unicorn. It's a magical creature,
right.
Like they read about in fairy tales. To an adult, it is just a large phallic object on the center of a sheep's head. And to the sheep, and it's all you can see. Trust me, I had to touch the horn to make sure it was firmly attached. And all of a sudden, I'm Don Burke in that infamous Burke's Backyard clip, like you're fertilizing the plant.
Oh my god, you weren't filmed, were you?
I was.
Oh,
we're
going
to have to pixelate a lot of it.
Hold that thought, Chris. Chris, we're going to come back. We're going to take a break.
But
we've
need
got
to find
so
out what
more.
Happened to the unicorn.
Get through.
Dr. Chris Brown's joining us.
I want that shoe.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dr. Chris Brown is with us. The Living Room, 7:30 tonight on Channel 10 and the Wynn Network.
Good
joins
stuff.
Us in studio.
We're banging on about the sheep.
No, well, we have to go back to the unicorn sheep story that Chris went to go and investigate because it didn't end well, did it, Chris? You investigated the sheep, and I've now seen a photo of it, and I understand why.
I've seen that horn. You could chalk that up with some billiard chalk.
Right on the top of the noggin of the sheep.
Horn.
What happened in the end?
Well, it was a simple case of, you know, scientific curiosity gone wrong. I made the fatal mistake of turning my back on the unicorn sheep, and unicorn sheep armed with a rather large protruding horn stuck the protruding horn where it shouldn't be stuck.
You're joking.
At pace. Oh, yeah.
Really? At pace. Yeah,
at pace.
That'll take you by surprise.
Will we see this on The Living Room?
Oh, you will.
Oh, excellent.
That'll get your attention every time.
That's going to go global.
If you'd like to see Dr. Chris Brown gored in the pot by a sheep, tonight
Who
is
wouldn't?
Your chance. It sounds like a lot of people will be tuning in.
Mickey, you've got a vital question about this fish.
Well, this is a phenomenon. It's in Georgia, America. It's called the snake fish. And I don't believe it's from those regions. You can fill me in. But the people are saying it's capable of living on land and have been told to cut its head off if they see it. What has this fish done? Give us the background.
It's from China, the snake fish. It's from the Yangtze River Valley. It's a very efficient hunter. I mean, it's essentially a snake head on a sort of a carp fish body, and it eats very well. Yeah, a beautiful fish, and it very good eating though, which is sort of an upside to it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but they're amphibious.
Yeah, they can migrate across land if their little body of water dries out. So they're quite invasive. They can move between river systems.
Is that like an axolotl, Chris?
Very good.
I used to have one.
Not ever say axolotl on radio. Okay.
But the instruction with them, as you say, is to if you see one, you must kill it on sight.
So it doesn't breed.
Cut the head off. How would these fish most likely have got to Georgia in the first place?
I think they're used. People have had them in different ponds,
like
in different aquariums,
fish in
the
a
same
pond
way. That then you get a flood, and all of a sudden the pond overflows, and this fish essentially can walk itself to or slither itself into the nearby river system.
It looks revolting.
That saved me a lot of hassle if my barramundi just walked out of the river.
And onto your plate.
And up, under my plate.
And
snuggled up next to some chips.
Is that too much to ask? Only fill it itself.
Now, you wanted to ask about the cow.
Yes, there is a stoppage in Victoria today on a freeway in Victoria. A cow had got loose and had stopped traffic, and no one knew how to move it. It was there for hours.
Yeah.
Is this a common thing?
Well, what you're getting at the moment with the drought is that a lot of cows, they can sniff the fresh grass on roadways because there are no animals that are eating it. So they get out and find their way to it.
And it was early in the morning, so maybe the traffic wasn't as prolific at that time. The cows moved onto the freeway and then whoop.
What I love, though, is that it was affecting the traffic on the Monash for, I think, 5 or 6 hours.
Yes.
But the master stroke
they
came up with.
Rebellion protesters?
a guy in a suit?
Yes.
There's too much methane coming out of that cow for their liking.
What but did they do?
They attached a bale of hay to a piece of string and tried to lure it off the road.
That's so basic.
I know. I mean, surely there's better technology. That again, Mickey, I mean, you put a kebab in the place of that. That is how you get you out of the pub on a Friday night.
Did it work, though?
I believe so.
Yes,
I believe so.
I've seen footage that the cow was moved and that's
here's a new idea.
It.
It's revolutionary. Ever heard of a cattle grid? Oh, idiots.
Oh. Mm. But do you know what's funny about
this? What's wrong with a cattle grid?
But the road, this, if you've never seen a cow on a road that has painted lines, have you ever seen a cow cross a road with painted lines?
No.
Well, it very rarely happens because a cow has this quirk of their eyesight where they see very well wide. They have really good wide angle vision, but up close they can't see much. Okay. And so when they come across a line painted on a road, they think it's an obstacle. And they won't step on it. They think it's like a branch or a log because in their world that's what they're used to.
But did a cow tell you this? How do you know?
It's a cow whisperer.
It's on my go-to source of veterinary information.
YouTube, I'm going to develop YouTube. On the back of this conversation, I'm going to develop contact lenses for cows.
Yeah.
To improve their eyesight. I'll be like the Fred Hollows of the bovine world.
That's extraordinary.
But the road markings on the Monash would have acted like a cattle grid and the cow would have even been able to get back across the road.
It didn't know what to do because it was surrounded by obstacles.
So it's chasing the grass. Chasing the grass.
Hey, Chris,
its tummies were rumbling.
All four of them.
It was good news for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, renewed for next year with you and awesome. Julia. We'll see you in the jungle again next year.
Good news for I'm a Celebrity fans, bad news for ostrich anuses across the world who are once again under threat.
Hey, can we leave on a good note? Can I play you a bit of some bear cubs got into a car and they locked themselves in and this is how it was covered. Have a listen.
Oh, it's just a cub too. That's a little worse because Mama's here somewhere.
That's so cute.
See?
It's the first bit of road rage involving a bear I've ever seen. So.
It's not before hibernation. That bear cub is hungry and not happy with what Mum's bringing back from the from the supermarket. And hurry up.
So it's
about to drive through the drive-thru. Good on you, Chris.
We'll living see you room tonight on The Living Room.
7:30. Sounds good.
Beautiful.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
And on the line now from the mountain, we have three-time winner of Bathurst, 81, 89 and 94, a five-time Australian Touring Car Champion, a very important part of the V8 Supercar team, DJR Team Penske, hits the great Dick Johnson. Dick, how are you going, mate?
Good, Mick. You?
That's the way.
Well, hey, Dick. Jane here too, saying hello.
I wish I was there. I wish I was there. How's the feeling up there? How's the rain affecting everything?
Mate, even frogs, I can tell you.
So it makes for an exciting Bathurst, though. That's what we want as viewers. How do the drivers feel about the rain, Dick?
Well, supercars, you can claim them as to be the drought breakers, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. We should indeed. What's the forecast for the big day? Is it going to replicate the conditions they've been qualifying in?
No, I think it's going to be a fine Sunday with a bit of luck. You know,
yep.
Because I think you'll find, you know, it spoils the race a bit in a lot of ways, but today certainly mixed things up a bit.
It has indeed. It hasn't helped our mate Dave Reynolds out, who's qualified 22nd in the rain. What happened to Dave?
Oh, maybe he's not a water baby. You know,
but Scotty McLaughlin's got pole position, and he's on your team, yeah?
He certainly is. And he's sort of going extremely well here. He's been on top virtually every session. But you know, when you look at it, this place here can sort of go from a good 1 second to absolutely disaster the next.
That's right. There's a lot of water to flow under the bridge just yet. Dick, do you still get a buzz when you hit the mountain? Obviously, it's different from when you're there competing. But obviously, you just must get goosebumps every time you get near the joint. Yeah.
It's one of those places where, you know, it doesn't matter what sort of weekend you have and you're absolutely buggered at the end of it, that you'd come back on Monday morning and you'd want to start all over again.
Dick, what's the major difference in the cars today than when you were last driving?
Oh, well, you know, they're out-and-out race cars. You know, ours were just hotted-up road cars, really. And you had to have talent to drive them, you know. So.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not like the old days. Hey, can you give us a tip? I know it's hard and it's one of those races. It's like the Melbourne Cup of car racing. Marathon, it's very hard to pick a winner. There's so much going on. Where are you going? What's your suggestion?
Well, look, it all depends on how the race plans out. And like I keep telling all the drivers these days, I said, you've got to remember this. This race is always won in the last 20 laps.
Yes. Mm.
Not the first corner or the first 10 or the first 150 laps. It's in the last, you know, 10 to 20 laps.
Make sure you're still up and running when the whips are cracking towards the end of the day. Can't thank you enough, mate. And to so many people, this is such an important weekend. My mates all ring each other and go, Happy Bathurst Day, it's Christmas morning.
Well, it's very sacred in my house too, Dick. And you can hear it on Metro Triple M stations. We're broadcasting from 12 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday from Bathurst.
One of the great pilgrimages in sport.
Remember, there's no public holiday on Monday, so you've got to take it a bit easy.
That's true.
that's one way of looking at it. We'll see how we go.
Good on you, Dick. Thanks for joining us.
Right. From Shelby Power Racing, the great Dick Johnson joining us there on Kennedy Malloy. And as Jane mentioned, for our listeners in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, we'll be broadcasting from midday Saturday and Sunday for the great race in Bathurst. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Can I talk next?
Yes, okay. Go ahead. Now, go ahead. I know you love this vehicle.
I can't wait to get involved when it comes to the Holden Colorado. Friday's a big day.
Yeah.
Because by Monday to Friday, it's metropolitan.
It's
it take you to work. Yeah. Or pick up the kids from school.
It's got a job to do.
About your business.
Yeah.
Dave, you could take your wife on a date.
I could.
pop her in the cabin and drive around town like a queen. Come the weekend. Hello.
Loosen
the tie, Holden Colorado. We're going bush. You can do whatever you want. The world is your oyster. You know what I was thinking? Because it's the mountain.
Bathurst.
Yeah. You could enter one of these. straight off the strip.
What, put it on Conrod straight?
Sure.
Just, if you slammed it into the field, into the middle of the field, yeah. I guarantee you it'll finish well, mid-pack.
Or it would stop a race because everybody'd be stopping to look at
that's
it.
That's true. Well, they'd get out of the way. Oh, well, they'd see it coming.
And Holden have been a part of Bathurst for years. Oh, so
they have
know.
Indeed. But the Colorado, there's a special place in heaven for this bit of machinery. Trav's on the line. Trav, you agree? How long have you had your Holden Colorado, mate?
Two and a half, nearly 3 years. It's a great car. I was up near Bathurst on the weekend. Drove up there from Melbourne up to around near Tamworth.
You drove it to Tamworth?
Did you really?
Mate, it would have eaten that up. It would have done it in a jog.
Mm.
Did you have a trailer on board?
As a trailer with four dirt bikes, four...
mate.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Oh, mate, that's a guy who owns the world and everything in it.
Yeah.
He's behind the wheel of the Holden Colorado. He's got four dirt bikes in the back. Yeah. He's on his way to Tamworth.
And who do you go
You're
on the
living
dirt
the
bikes
dream, Trav.
You are living the dream. Do you take your kids along, Trav?
No. I took a couple of mates.
A couple of mates.
Boys week.
But I bet you on Monday you could drop the kids at school. You could drop all the kids at school in
the
same...
I can take the wife out on a date. I reckon if Dusty Martin had one, he wouldn't have...
He wouldn't leave it, would he? You're right.
Hey.
Give him a prize.
We salute you, Trav. Prize thank you, pack. Holden Colorado. Find your dealer at holden.com.au, everybody.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It has been another great week of Kennedy Malloy. And what we do each week, we bundle it all up, put it together, give you our week in review.
We started the week with the wash-up from a controversial NRL Grand Final. And who better to try and make sense of it all than...
Hello, Mick, and hello, Jane.
The voice of rugby league, Ray Warren.
It was just absolute chaos and mayhem. But I feel for the referee and I feel for the game.
Though for Mick, the real controversy of the day was...
Where was Darryl Braithwaite's horses?
Oh. They cut Darryl out. They're trying to pay the wages of Phil Goulden.
Oh, right.
But the funny part about it is he almost got... trampled to death as he left the field. Footballers coming out onto the ground.
The Triple M hot air balloon had an emergency landing at Flemington Racecourse.
Ordinarily be a crisis, but when that balloon constitutes every bit of publicity that this network is prepared to pay for, you know you're in stride.
Did it come down on purpose?
Shut down.
What I want to know.
Aussie UFC fighter Callan Potter entered the cage at Marvel Stadium to the sounds of Up There Kazali and finished up on top.
Pulled up not too bad.
Not too bad?
Yeah, maybe 20% from the fight and 80% from the celebrations, I reckon.
Is it too late for me if I would say, do you know what, I'm sick of radio, I might take up UFC.
Mick, you are there, mate.
I'm there.
The next lightweight champion.
I can't.
You've got to treat me like those sumos. You start whacking them with sticks as they walk around the
room. Denise Scott had a rather revealing journey on her way into the show on public transport.
This chap opposite me looks at me and then says, oh, when are you going to be on? Have you been paying attention? Next, oh, love you. Suddenly it goes really, really awkward. I look down. All the top buttons have popped open on my shirt.
And oh, you flashed your...
By the time I realised there were three buttons undone, he got off at the next stop, and I'm sure he didn't have to. He just...
He's paid you a compliment.
You've popped your top.
And if that wasn't traumatic enough for her, Jane then opened the sealed section of the new weekly.
Tear it open. Look. Oh, my. Justin Bieber, completely naked.
And it's quite substantial.
Yes.
But it's a shocking sight.
Let's just turn over the page. When I think of Frenchmen, I don't want to see Gerard Depardieu.
It looks damaged.
What do you mean?
There's something gone wrong
with Gerard. It's his passport photo. Forget paying your taxes, mate. Pop some pants on.
We opened up the...
How dare you!
...file again.
The King of Sweden strips five grandchildren of royal status.
How dare you!
The cost of the monarchy on taxpayers has been under scrutiny in Sweden. They have to live like normal people.
I'm having my Lance Corporal stripe taken off me at cadet camp.
That is terrible.
You steal a couple of snack packs from someone's...
Boom, all your dreams are dashed.
How dare you?
Steve, what's your how dare you moment?
So about 6 months ago, I was using a veggie slicer.
Yes.
Very dangerous. Sliced about 10 mil of my thumb off. Took it into the hospital. A nurse took my digit from me. A surgeon came out to have a look, and he came back and told me that she had thrown it in the bin and they couldn't find it.
How dare you?
Where's your thumb?
And where'd it go?
Steve.
I don't know.
Australia's two-time Miss Nude World Champion announced her retirement.
Isabel Del Torre. Says there's only so much you can throw yourself around on stage. The injuries take longer to heal.
What injuries?
And it just hurts.
It's trying to work out. What does Miss Nudist throw injuries into?
This is why you'll...
Well, I'll never be a stripper.
We all played Guess Jane's middle name.
Claire.
Leanne.
Caroline. Your sister got Jackie.
Like middle name.
Clarabelle.
Well, this is really scintillating radio.
It's an L. I know it's an L.
It's oh.
Leanne.
Yeah, that's it. Jane Leanne Kennedy.
Thankfully, to pick things back up, actor, comedian and fan of stats, Dylan Moran joined us.
So you've been a stand-up since 92.
Can I just say, you love dates in here and talking about how long ago things started. It's really depressing. Can you cut this shit out right now?
What would you like to talk about?
Come on a second. I mean, do you want me to talk about when you were born?
I had a follow-up question.
No,
so you interrupted me.
You keep talking about how old I am, when everything started, comedy 385 years ago.
Okay, best we move on to Wednesday. And there was a birthday in Dave's house.
Two teenagers in the family now. So my son turned 13.
So that's it?
Yeah, no more kids.
You still on the hunt?
What do you mean? It could still happen.
Haven't had the snip, Dave?
No, I have not.
Would you like to?
No.
There'll be some government law to say you're not allowed to encourage
that. We'll do them illegally.
One backyard snip here at Triple M.
Rob Sitch dropped by.
What a week you've had on Kenny Malloy.
I love Braps Warren.
And when he rang and goes, hello, Mick. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Mick, and hello, Jane.
I got goosebumps when he called me by my name.
And that was like when I did the Celebrity Grand Prix. Daryl Eastley.
And
he's going, oh, here he comes, Rob Stitch. Rob Stitch. And Eddie McGuire, I think he's off to the side. He's Stitch. There he is, Stitchy.
Meanwhile, in the animal kingdom,
a male cat has been left needing a glucose drip after it mated with at least 5 females in one night. Jeez. When he was let out of his cage by a pet hotel, then he was just whacked. He was exhausted. That's he had no energy left, so they had to give him the drip.
We've all ended up on the drip, haven't we, after a big night out. In the feline world, that's called speed dating.
But the week's hot topic?
People who don't keep their bets, Mick Malloy.
Referring to the toll haircut that Mick said he would get if Richmond won the grand final.
Mick, you have no credibility when it comes to bets. So you in the future, if I was you, don't make any that you can't.
That's fighting words, Mark.
But Mick is finally committed to a troll cut date.
I'm going
to
do it.
When are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it for the first episode of Front Park.
All right.
And it'll be a big reveal if anyone remembers.
You can talk the talk, but you can't walk the talk.
Ooh, it's on.
I'm a man of my word.
I hope so.
Wow. It's a big week.
Oh, it was a big week.
I've forgotten all about what's his name, Dylan Moran.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dylan Moran, yeah.
All right.
Bit awkward.
He came to play.
Well, you know.
He's a cheery fella.
It was.
Lots of laughs.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Have we got time to quickly go around the grounds?
Oh, let's do it, Jane. We do this. Hit the music, Dave.
Okay, now, if you can't get to Mount Panorama, Bathurst, for people in Victoria, it's the 50th anniversary of the GTHO, and that is the car that Alan Moffat drove in Bathurst years ago. Right. It was manufactured in Thomastown in Victoria, and there is a big party to celebrate. Where? They're going to watch Bathurst. It's Lot 6, Marnie's Road, Thomastown. Go now for tickets at FordGTHOLot6.com, and you can see that is where this iconic vehicle
was made.
I'm a holding
man. Can I go?
Well, you'll be welcome as long as you don't.
That sounds awesome.
It's a really exciting day. So it's the 50th anniversary of that car.
Sounds good to me. There'll be a few on show, won't they?
Oh, of course. Everybody going with that.
Circle work down there. Yep. What else, Jane?
There's Bricktober in Perth. Stay, play and look. It's an exhibition of Lego models, so that sounds excellent. A Lego play pit. That is at Curtin Stadium.
Take my boys and drop them off.
Yeah.
Well, so you could do that. Only $12 per person, what? $36 for a family of four. It's Oktoberfest in Brisbane, Mickey.
See you there.
And that is tonight, Saturday and Sunday at the Brisbane Showgrounds.
We'll be up there next weekend, I believe.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we will next be Friday. Up there for the Radio Awards.
Are you going to behave this year, Dave?
I'll try to. I haven't had a drink for about 3 months, so I might have a couple.
You'll be in cherry ripe form then, won't you?
Hey,
fasting.
Lots more happening all around the city. We'll put these on the website for other things that are happening around the town. We did get to all of them today.
Find something in your town. Have a look. Do we have to do all the heavy lifting? Jeez.
Grinspoon are going to play live next week. Tom Gleisner, Lee Sales, Charlie Pickering and more. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you Monday for Kennedy Malloy.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.